This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
One of the challenges we all face as believers in Jesus Christ is to be in the world and not a part of the world. Paul addressed this issue in his first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 5. Listen.
I wrote to you in a letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. I did not mean the immoral people of this world or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters. Otherwise, you would have to leave the world. But actually, I wrote you not to associate with anyone who claims to be a brother or sister and is sexually immoral.
What does Paul really mean? Well, in his second letter to the Corinthians, he helps us understand even more clearly what it means to be in the world, but not a part of the world. Listen.
For what partnership is there between righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship does light have with darkness? What agreement does Christ have with Belial? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? And what agreement does the temple of God have with idols?
When Paul instructs us to live in the world without being a part of the world, he's clearly saying we must never participate in their sinful behavior, nor should we condone this behavior. Jesus actually set the example. He ate and drank with tax collectors and sinners. The hypocritical Pharisees, of course, criticized him, but Jesus was not participating or approving their sins. He was simply letting them know he was the Savior of the world.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.